The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are insiders who like follow and follow, like we follow back each other, and they send me like their pieces, like basketball, football, even a couple of baseball. And they DM it to me, and I'm going, guys, I don't really check my DMs a whole lot. I don't. So like people will send me like, you didn't get my DM. I'm like, well, I'm sure I got it. I don't check the DMs. Just don't do it. And there have been a couple. I've been like, hey, this is good stuff. We would have liked to have had you on. Here's my number. Meaning I'm much more available through text messages. Facebook. I told you before, Facebook messages, I can't really get to a whole bunch. I've gotten a little bit better, but not really that much better because I've had so many Facebook friends get hacked. And so it's just like, you won't believe who died. Guess who has this picture of you? And I'm like, well, I can't click on that or I'm going to get hacked. So I just ignored it altogether. DMs, almost the same thing. I just don't like, because sometimes I leave the work computer open. People send me crazy stuff, don't want to do. But it's weird because I'm like, I send you my number and I assume I'm going to get a text. They don't send me their number. They don't text me. I'm like, do you just want to use me to put out your jargon, your conversation about the Browns, Cavs, or every now and then the Guardians? Is that it? Or am I just being used in this case by some of these
Wait,
folks?
Wait, I don't understand. They ask for your phone number, but they text you?
They don't ask for my phone number. I go, listen, you DM'd this to me. I'm sorry I didn't see it. It's been like, in one case, it was like 3 months. And I'm like, I'm sorry I didn't see it. I missed your DM. In the future, here's my number. And I send them my number. They will DM me back. They won't text me back. And I'm going, do I need your number that badly? I'm giving you my number.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm more than welcome to help you.
Yeah, maybe they feel DMs is the same. It's the same as having a cell phone number.
It's not for me. Like, can you get DMs on your phone? Like, does it like message right to your phone?
It depends how your notifications are set up. Yeah, you can definitely have your notifications set up. To have DMs appear right on your home screen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Not with me.
But you would never do that if you're like cheating on your girlfriend or your wife. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't want them showing up because then your wife or your girlfriend could see them.
You accusing me of cheating on my wife?
Not at all. I'm saying there are definitely people that have had that issue.
If you wouldn't want to do that.
So I am doing...
Mine come right to my... Do yours?
So my, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so my behavior is on somebody who is the same as somebody who would run around into their wife?
I don't know. I'm only speaking for me.
You've been working out more in the tanning bed?
No, I've not. You know who has been? Keith. Because that's what you do.
Whoa.
You just move that right on the side.
That's finally a meeting? I want to be
you
there
can
for
check.
It.
You can check the DMs. You can check the messages. I ain't got nothing to hide, officer, so come on in. More Cavs coming up here shortly. The most important person on the Pittsburgh Steelers is who? You're going to pick a player. I'm going to say it's Mike Tomlin.
Oh, I probably would have said T.J. Watt.
Okay, well,
but yeah, okay. Tomlin's pretty damn important.
I think Tomlin's obviously pretty important. Now, you are a Tomlin fan. I'm a Tomlin fan. I hate the Steelers. I hate them, and every Steeler fan knows it, and they love it that I hate the Steelers, and the Steelers are so good right now, and the Browns are so bad. I thought about this yesterday. Mike Tomlin encompasses everything that I don't trust about Paul DePodesta. Mike Tomlin. He's coach of the year. Number one right now. Highest odds for coach of the year in the NFL. Mike Tomlin. He's been a head coach for 18 seasons, 19 seasons. I've lost count by now. I'm sorry. He is a guy that often finds himself at the crosshairs of Pony in Pittsburgh, which Pony's embarrassed himself numerous times and will do it again. What does Mike Tomlin do so well that I've always admired him for? I do. I admire him. I don't hate him personally. I just hate the team that he coaches. It's sports hate. He does whatever it takes to win. He will find a way to do whatever it takes to win. There are so many things that they do that I go, boy, that looks like a trap, or this doesn't look like it's going to work, or, man, I don't know if I'd take out Justin Fields. If we're winning games, why would I want to take out my starting quarterback? But they find ways, and they do it. I've never in, has it been 10 years with DePodesta?
Yeah.
It's been 10 years. I have never felt that they will do whatever it takes to win. One time I felt they've done whatever it takes to win, and that was last season during the Flacco run. I think that they said, you know what, this is where our window is. Damn the torpedoes. We don't have a first-round draft pick this year. Let's go ahead and let it ride. I think in other years, I've told you this, they are more than willing to win the way they want to win, the way that they believe they can win. Their operations, then, hey, you know what? If we got to run the ball 40 times like they did against Washington, if we got to run the ball 40 times to win, we're going to run the ball 40 times to win.
So like, are you saying that that is in the rock?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Roster building or who's going to be active one week to another.
It's all of it.
Be the fact that they didn't bench Deshaun Watson quicker?
No, it's not even just that. It's not even just that. I mean, some of it is. But it's top down, Anthony. It encompasses everything. It's not just roster construction. Roster construction, whatever. I mean, the Steelers have taken knuckleheads and have been able to find ways to win with them, and then all of a sudden they really go off to knucklehead land after they're gone. Yeah, especially at the wide receiver position. But I see a team in Pittsburgh. I see a team like Baltimore. That I mean, they let wins slip right through their fingers, but they're still willing to do what it takes to win those ball games. And when I see the Browns over the last decade, they've been more successful at times. But there's been so many games, I think a Browns fan is left scratching their head going, why did we do that? Why did we do this, that, and the other? Why did we do these things? And then there's people go, well, you don't understand football. Well, I understand football enough to see what the Steelers are willing to do every year where they don't finish under 500. They never have under Mike Tomlin. They're always a viable team for the playoffs, it seems. They find a way to make quarterbacks as viable as they possibly can. But here I am over here going, well, we have to do this order operation and that order operation. And if we can't, well, we just won't. We'll just lose the ball games and that's it. Because it's always some higher level of thinking. And then I think over it. Were we one of the first teams to the quote-unquote analytical point of view? Weren't we?
Yes.
The Browns.
Yes.
It's not a thought where I am anti-analytics. Far from it.
All the teams in the league are doing it now.
I am pro-analytics. Pro underline it, pro analytics. I'm a supporter of analytics. But it seems that a lot of the other teams in the NFL have just taken our mistakes, let us make the mistakes, and then rectified those mistakes with their own teams. Like, you still need to have emotional people. Football's an emotional game. Paul DiPodesta comes from baseball. It's an everyday cerebral game where you can't get too high and too low. Football, you work your ass off all week for one moment, for a three-hour window at the end of the week. It can be an emotional, painstaking time. And Mike Tomlin gets that. There are a lot of other coaches. Sean McVay, who's as smart as they get and as young as they get, he gets that. I think top down, I've wondered, and this is not the first time, and I don't know if it'll be the last, but Tone, I've told you a million times, I wonder if top down they get that. It's always been, well, we'll win it, and we'll win it our way, and we have to do things this way. You remember that. Well, years before, 2021, I told you, man, it looks like they're going to just win it their way, and if they can't, they're not going to win that ball game. And I see these other teams, I go, this is what I don't trust, because you can learn from the win. 16-14, look at Andy Reid, 16-14 on Sunday. Found a way to win. And by the way, beat a coach who, and you, I just don't like the guy. There's just a thing. I'm not a fan of Sean Payton. I can't give you a reason. Finding ways to keep the Denver Broncos in ball games. We're going, they're saddled with how much of a cap hit because of Russell Wilson?
This was their teardown year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, finding ways to stay in ball games and win ball games, and we're over here going, well, I guess we have to bring around the Pythagorean theorem and try to figure out different ways.
Boy,
just go out and win the damn ball game.
Boy, that's interesting. Because both looking at Pittsburgh and in this situation,
yeah.
I'd even throw the Chargers in there too.
Last year, yeah.
Like these teams, this was supposed to be the huge contention window year for the Browns.
Yes.
Those teams we all mentioned are in the process of down or starting their rebuild. They have all better records than us.
And you look at last year. When I read that he was out, Watson was out for the rest of the year, I was sick. I go, oh my God, season's going to go to hell. They're going to get fired. I mean, I was sick as a dog that Wednesday. You almost had to carry me out of it because I was so disgusted in what I felt was going to happen. And what do? They played with their asses on fire, and they let it all hang out, and they did whatever they could to win. And what do? They won football games. But all throughout these years with Paul DiPodesta, well, if we don't do it this way, and if we don't do it that way, it's just not going to get done. That's why I think that Browns fans are so frustrated with him. One, I never know what to blame him on. I never know really what to give him credit for. Two, it just seems to be some grand experiment while other teams take what we've done and find ways to win with it. And find ways to make the adjustments here and there, because I'd rather learn from the wins and figure out the wins than have to sit there and go, yeah, you know, we won five games in 20-odd whatever, but we learned this from it, and we did this. Like, where's the emotion to it? Where is the culture of it? It's always been a flimsy thing. You can't treat it like an office, because those teams, they're emotional as hell with the Rams. They're emotional as hell with Kansas City and Pittsburgh. Where's ours?
Yeah, Tomlin, maybe that's a reason why he's got the most wins as an underdog.
Yeah.
He's got the best record both just straight up and against the spread as an underdog. Like, he has a way to get him up. But yet, in Pittsburgh, all they're talking about, he hasn't won a playoff game in 10 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.